So, okay, well, let's get into something a little bit more uplifting, right? Because at least we did our job, got people educated on this. And I'm going to keep doing my job that way. I have articles posted, like I said, and I'll keep doing that for people as best I can. But let's talk about something more uplifting. Let's talk about consciousness and how that relates to, because there are some studies that you sent me on consciousness, which was so cool on aging. And your consciousness. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we can go into it on multiple facets. I sent you one, and it's even on, and I'm not trying to sell, I'm just showing you, even on the bottle of our C60 Complete, we make the statement that you're only as young and healthy as you can imagine. And then we have a mantra on back that you recite that instills positive attitude. And the reason it is I'm going to discuss this in 1981. Harvard did a study. PhD, Dr. Linger, she took two groups of men up into the mountains in the northwest, I mean northeast, and artificially created a younger environment. These guys were in their 70s or 80s, and she immersed them into. The only videos playing on the TV were age-correct videos from 20 years their youth. So Leave It to Beaver, or I don't want to show my age.
Brady Bunch.
Yes,
Happy Days.
Happy Day, but whatever was going, from that it was a 1960 era, so that was black and white mostly.
Oh, 1960. I thought it was 70s. Okay.
Yeah, it's 59, I think, was when it was. So they talked about, the problem. They had newspapers that were discussing the
Current events.
Bay of Pigs
Yeah.
with who is it? Castro, and various issues, and they were just discussing things. So everything around them was artificially designed to make them believed that they were reliving 20 years their youth. And prior to that, they measured their mental aptitude, they measured their visual capacity, how well their eyesight were, they measured their hearing,
Blood pressure.
blood pressure. They went through a plethora of analogy on their physical position at that time and date.
Well, how old were they?
Between 70 and 80 years old.
Okay.
And a lot of them had canes and had to be helped brought in because they had rheumatoid arthritis and some other issues that were coming forth. And they submersed themselves for 5 days in this artificial environment. And at the end of the 5 days, the researchers came in. The people's eyesight had improved, their hearing improved, they were walking without canes, their mental aptitude had improved, and they even broke out in a game of touch football when they were waiting on the bus to come pick them up. And these guys could barely walk, some of them, when they first went in there. So what this is showing you is you have the capability to communicate. Your cell structure, your DNA is not a string of chemicals. It's an antenna that's distributing information into your cell structures. And whatever you think about in your mind, you're telling that cell structure to change. And there's been miraculous. Do your research. You know what I always tell you. You have these naysayers and trolls that get on here and have derogatory comments. Well, let them do their research. Strange they never come back around saying, "Oh my God, I found everything that we were just discussing on this show." Those guys can go to Wuhan and lick doorknobs to verify that the virus is over there if they're looking for some problems to choose.
I don't think that's a good idea.
With that being said,
Okay. Well, yeah, we don't want them here. The trolls that aren't willing to educate themselves. That's obvious.
No. You know, they sit around in their mama's basement eating meatloaf and watching the internet. So, you know, I don't put much value. I don't ever read them because if they want to have an intellectual meeting, you know, they would be invited to the groups I was invited with. So, you know, let them go on. With that being said,
well, the trolls,
you know, let's.
The trolls are not worth it. The stuff that I've been seeing, I even had some pretty interesting things being coming my way with some of these people going attacking me. But you know, whenever you're right over the target, you're actually talking about things over. I get attacked more when I'm over the target. But I also think because we're at the edge of science, and they just don't understand it, and their mind isn't expanded enough to understand it, and they're lazy. They're not willing to try to understand it, and so. If you're lazy, then you don't belong here either. You know, you have to take some time.
Go learn. Watch something else. Go watch Ren and Stimpy, you know, or the.
Yes.
Exactly. Go away.
You know, exactly.
This leads into science with placebo and nocebo effect, because there's tons of research on that. And Phil can talk about that because
well, not just the placebo effect is very, they know enough about the placebo effect to know that it's mind over matter. And now they're documenting it. They're putting up experiments and their conclusions are very obvious. We have a lot of consciousness influencing all of our body functions and our behaviors. So when we focus on those conscious behaviors, those things influence the changes that we want to see come about. It is absolute. There's cultures all over the world for thousands of years who have practiced higher conscious behaviors and with obvious results. We have the shamans and mystics. We have oracles. We have every culture has their healers and their shamans that indicate that they can help people heal with the conscious mind. And that includes anything, not just healing. You can alter your behavior. You can alter habits. You can change anything.
You can change the way you look.
Anything, because we know that our consciousness is most potent.
Well, and that goes into changing society. As more of us become aware and we start acting what we want to be, we don't want to be corrupt. We don't want to be callous. We want to be kind to each other. And we do the things necessary to fix what we have, the situation that we have. We institute the rule of law while allowing freedom. You know, what we've done, instead of allowing freedom and then prosecuting and instituting the law, what they've done is they're taking away freedom and then not prosecuting. They're doing everything backwards. No, give people freedom. Yes. Give people love. Give them everything they need to flourish, but prosecute the ones that aren't following, you know, that are being bad guys. Instead, they're taking away everybody's freedom and then letting the bad guys flourish. This is
one of the things that happened with higher conscious work is the example of people who are successful with these activities. So they can act as examples to everyone else, and they don't want to show everybody healing themselves. They don't want to see them changing their behavior for the better. But in fact, we do have a tremendous amount of examples. People are out there all the time indicating that what we can do, that power of thought, the consciousness. Who was it that wrote the book on the power of conscious mind? Can't think of his name.
I don't remember, but we'll put it up there if we can find it. Yeah, we'll put the name of the author.
Yeah, and so these conscious behaviors are behaving in, well, here's an ancient wisdom knowledge that I like. It's called act as if. When you act as if, there is whatever you want to accomplish. If you want to run a marathon and you act as if you are an Olympic star, you will successfully run that marathon. It's an act as if in any way you behave. If you want to cook a great meal, act as if you're a great chef. And that conscious behavior coordinates the physical body and the mind to actually perform that way.
The science is showing that. And I'll have a link to the articles that you sent me and the video of the Harvard researcher that has been working on that for 30 years. Because I think that's great for people to look at. But you guys have been doing this research for a long time as well and are seeing it. You're seeing the proof of it. And that's why what you do is consciously is put back to others so that people can, you know, it sounds like it's woo-woo, but it's really not. The science is proving this.
It is. And here's something interesting. Everyone that comes into our lab comes in with a smile, they're happy, they have a good attitude, and that energy in our lab permeates into everything we're doing. And so that's part of the magic of getting all the things that we want incorporated. That energy is absolutely powerful and potent.
I believe that.
If everything down to the molecular level is vibration and light, then everything around us is literally a hologram or a simulation, even our bodies and the way we act and the way we choose to act. So everything is changed by manipulating the frequency or the sound that is directed towards that goal. So we were curious about savants. We wanted to know why savants have the capability to, and they call them, you know, they call them accidental savants. There's born savants. There's various analogies that the medical field is given to.
Accidents.
Exactly. They have language savant disease, and there are people that have hit their head, and they speak ancient Sumerian tongue, and you know, there's probably three people on the planet that were ever even subjected to that, and yet they have to get scientists to come in to see what they're talking. So how does that, you know, is it buried in your DNA?
Yeah, how do you?
That's
fascinating.
So here's our hypothesis on that is, everything is stored in, you know, the ancients call it the Akashic records. And everything vibrationally is stored in this, you know, morphic genetic field or coalescent flux field. And ever happening, ever transition of life in and out of this realm is stored in this field. Well, what if you could access that field by manipulating your brain or your heart to up your intelligence ability? In other words, if savants accidentally hit their head, I wrote down several that we've researched. You know, there was a salesman in 2006, you know, Derek Amato, you can look him up. You know, he hit his head on the bottom of a swimming pool and he became a savant playing the piano. And that's a picture of him. And he, for 3 or 4 days, he walked around staggering with his friends, and the doctor told him to keep an eye on him. And he went to one of his friend's house and he got up, went over and sat down at the keyboard and started playing Mozart. And he's never played a piano in his life. Nobody in his family has ever played a piano. Where did he get that information? And it was artificially put in when he had this arduous contact with his brain. And there are story after story. You can look up savant syndrome. You can look up accidental savants. Well, what if you could artificially create it by changing the mind's capability to connect to the cloud, as if like stealing cable? You know, you may get basic cable with your funky local public public channel and the crappy news media, but you don't get HBO or ESPN, and you go out and alter your cable and you go, whoa, I got more cable than I ever had. Well, what if that was the onset of Alzheimer's? What if Alzheimer's was your blockage of connection to that cloud, so you're not accessing the data, and they're looking for it in this third dimensional world of being inside your brain, and it's all a chemical process? What if it's as simple as creating additional data link to access that information so you can go back to a sense of normalcy? And that's how we have applied our research. In our lab, we have applied magnetic impulses to the front lobe, left lobe of the brain, and you can physically, somebody like my daughter will draw a stick figure, and that's her artistic capability. She flourishes in other areas, but her artistic capabilities are limited to a stick figure. Okay.
She has none.
there's a lot of us out there, whatever the case may be. But then after you stimulate that area with the magnets, she was able to draw muscle tone and the actual muscles. In other words, it upgraded her capability is what it did. It allowed more data to transfer from source and allowed her skills, data into her muscles and her mind, which is all a communication system. That's all it is. And it allowed it to change her abilities, just like you see in these savants. So we are artificially creating this. And there are studies out there doing what we're doing.
Now, is she permanently? Does she have a, yeah, no, send me that. No, but does she have permanently have a better?
Take the magnet away, she goes back to normal.
Oh, that's even more interesting.
Yes.
So, huh, okay.
So it's not a permanent. It's as if we're removing the fluid of the brain that blocks our capability to connect to consciousness in an open manner, like wearing sunglasses for sunlight. You know, it's like if you could access everybody's thought and every bit of data, you couldn't handle it. But let's say we open a pinhole with this magnetic field adjustment and we're allowing enough information in that she becomes an artist savant for the period of us moving the clouds away and letting the sunshine in. And then we let the clouds come back and she goes back to normal. So we're duplicating what savants are doing, but it's artificially, it's not a permanent change to the upload and download data link.
So this leads very well into the fact that we're dealing with a global conscious network that connects everything. And these threads of connection are what we're identifying and starting to analyze individually on how does that work? How do we input or upload to this global conscious field or cloud, and how do we download that information? Again, all the ancient cultures have recognized it. I'm rereading the Teachings of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda. I don't know how many people are familiar with that. That work is over 50 years old. And it relates the knowledge of the Toltec and the ancient Mayans and their knowledge of this global conscious. And there's a connection and how we go into altered states and achieve some of these things. Now, it doesn't have to be an altered state with drugs or pharmaceuticals or psychedelics. We're talking a shift in the way we think and behave. When we shift that way, it opens up more of that connection. And those connections are not only between individuals, but between everything that exists. the communication we can have with animals, the communication we have with nature, the way we feel when we're out in the desert or in a forest. Those are the connections of nature that we are experiencing through our consciousness. If we could identify all of the various frequencies and the vibrational energy, then we can isolate what combinations can do what that we want. We can accomplish anything. But it's, again, a difficult research because we have so many, the infinite amount of frequencies and vibration. So we have to be isolating the ones that we have access to, the ones in the lab, the ones we have people interface, the things we do, and how we interact with them. When we understand that connection, it starts to serve us well.
Yeah, that is amazing. I want to get into, before we end this show, I want to get into this, the C60 Complete that you have, because you're taking this stuff to a whole new level. And we have the regular C60 and black seed oil gel caps. But what is this Complete that you have? You've added curcumin. Why have you decided to add curcumin, and what is the deal with this whole formula?
You know, we started C60 back in 2012 when my mom had early stage dementia, and the rat study showed it, and we started down this path of stepping outside the norm of what is, you know, that's an incurable disease that doesn't, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, I refuse to accept. And we've gone, you know, first it was C60 mixed with fatty lipids, and it didn't matter the oil it was mixed with. The original one was olive oil that they did research with the mice because of the fatty lipids, and olive oil was readily available in their region of the planet. So that's the research they did. Well, we initially tried olive oil, and then we started realizing, what if you use the most therapeutic oil known to man and bond the C60 to it? So not only are you getting the benefits of the therapeutic oil, but you're also getting the antioxidant value points of the C60, aka the black seed C60 that we came out with and patented. Then I started doing research. I'm never satisfied. I'm looking for ways to connect us to our higher self, or the abilities to create savants, or the abilities to break down amyloid plaque that the medical industry has identified as a major cause of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and early stage dementia on the nerves. So if you look at curcumin research, curcumin in studies, they gave patients 100 milligrams of curcumin daily, and these are Alzheimer's patients, and in 90 days, these patients were able to start taking care of themselves again when they were completely belligerent and resistant and incapable of caring for themselves. So curcumin had some unique attributes that I could not fulfill just with the C60 and the black seed. So I went after the patent to patent curcumin, black seed, and C60. Well, here's the unique process of it. If the curcumin and the black seed are processed purposely in the proper order, then when the C60 is added to it, the actual molecule of curcumin and black seed is encapsulated in the C60 molecule. And this allows it to cross a blood-brain barrier. So,
well, not only does it cross the blood-brain barrier, it also improves the cognitive function of the pineal gland. And so that is one of the pieces of research in there.
There's the structure.
Wow, okay.
And that's physically on my patent. So when you take this product, you're taking 500 milligrams of curcumin, but you're also still taking a high quantity amount of black seed and the actual same amount of C60 that is saturated into any product. Every oil has a saturation point based on fatty lipids. So if anybody says, oh, well, you can get X number of C60 in this oil. Well, on an average, you can. Mother Nature is not consistent. Doesn't make fatty lipids or send its olives out based on how many fatty lipids are in the oil. So you can average out how much C60, and we put the concentration in there that will stay suspended tied to the fatty lipids. So these claims of super saturated and everything, that's all erroneous. That has nothing to do with it, because that C60 is falling out. You could put a bucket load in one and it'll just fall out. Well, we optimize that so that every part of the C60 we mix is bonded to a fatty lipid. And then we've added the curcumin, like I've said. Well, this product now, and I put it directly on my website, the C60complete.com. This product, you can click on each individual. I picked the top 10 search engine issues on the internet right now. Heart disease, Alzheimer's, coronavirus, SARS. I put them on the website, and you can click on it and by each constituent of this product, and it will refer you to the National Institute of Health Research showing data that each one of these has a direct effect on that issue. And there's over 28,800 documented results and papers showing the effect of this unique synergistic combination that we've been taking for months, and it's radical. It's radical.
By reducing or eliminating the oxidative stress, it is the most potent way of exercising health. If you when you eliminate oxidative stress, your body's immune system kicks in and starts healing the body 100%, because that oxidative stress is very destructive and the root cause of all illnesses and ailments. So the viruses are one of them. And I think Dr. Joe, who's a real good friend of ours, also brought that point out.
Yep.
Well, and also Dr. Julie Zhang, when she was on The Master Healer out of China, was saying the virus, what it's doing is it's creating enormous amount of oxidative stress, and then that's attacking the organs, and it's causing organ failure. And that's why people are dying in 2 to 3 days after they get this virus. And this is particular, it's like it's made for this attack that.
That's exactly. Dr. Joe talked to me, him and Dr. Loretta, and we had some other people on a call. And he said, what inspired you to do this? I said, well, we started this about 8 months ago, 9 months ago. And he said, what inspired it? And I said, I don't know. I was looking at research and I figured it. He goes, it's as if you forecasted a great
solution
to the coming problem. And
not knowing at all that the coronavirus would be.
Yeah, there was no mention of a coronavirus. We're not.
Or any virus.
Yeah, or any virus. This takes months to get from creating to a finished product. It's not a weak thing.
Yeah. And it's very timely, because this is now the most potent antioxidant that is available, and it is going to be making a difference to people's health.
I'm selling cases. We're getting orders from China. I'm selling cases back to Chinese people. They are using Americans and they're using their family in America, and they're shipping it back to China. And we started getting orders from Japan this week. So it's a recognition of the capability. They're going to the website and doing their own research. They click on curcumin and it starts listing all those diseases and how it's functioned in research to prove its efficacy. So we created this, and you just got it. We created it in a diffuser so that if you're incapable of taking an oral gel tablet, you can now inhale it directly into your pulmonary system, which is off the chart again. We all take it. Our animals take it. And I want to stress that with this coming virus, it's a mammal-based virus. So there's a sea of animals that are dead in China from this virus affecting them. And, your dogs, your cats, everybody, you need to think about that and be proactive instead of reactive. Don't wait until you start seeing signs of them struggling to breathe. Get something in them to prevent it or to help them prior to playing catch up. I would you buy auto insurance speculating that you're going to have a car wreck. Ironically, you just had one, but speculating to protect yourself in case you have a car wreck. Why wouldn't you take something that changes your life for the better, no matter, even if it had nothing to do with this virus? What if you took it and it changed your life for the better and you were preventing oncoming things for years ahead, just like the potential of having auto insurance or insurance on your house? Why wouldn't you?
I want to add
exactly
before we close.
Exactly.
And one of the things that Max and I, at least Max and I, many others, are finding most important about what we are doing at the lab is the higher conscious connection that we are drawing with the work we're doing. We're tying together all of the things we mentioned earlier a few minutes and bringing that whole thing together into physical products as well as mental and cognitive areas of consciousness. It's tied together, and we're part of that.
You know, we showed you a video, Dr. Valerie Hunt from UCLA, which is one of your popular videos about the unseen energy that surrounds all everything. We are coming to a point by taking this, we are starting to be able to see those energies without external corrective lenses. So we know we are changing. We know we are evolving and improving, and it's kind of exciting. It's, you know.
Well, it's hard not to evangelize and get really excited about it because you know how what it can do for you, and also the protective nature of it. So I totally agree.
I mean, you've got
it. You've got it.
You've got the diffusers, yeah. you've got the oil, you know exactly.
Yep.
You're sending it to your kids and your dad. So, you know, it works. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
Well, thank you guys so much for everything that you're doing, for coming out of the show, for educating people, for being so committed to this. It's such a important thing to be doing right now.
And I will continue to share emails and data and information because we're all just want to get through this and want everybody to live this path the most prosperous and rewarding as it can be. If you got to be here, you might as well make it fun. And so
and healthy.
That's exactly right.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. I love having you here. So you'll be here again in another 6 weeks or so.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you again, Sarah. Take care, sweetie.
Bye-bye.